As we're talking about John Orwin, could we talk a little bit about captains who made a big impression on you? I mean, you played under John Watkins, Bob Clues, Steve Mills, Gordon Sargent, John Orwin. All of them notable captains in their different ways.
Obviously, John Watkins was a sort of the first captain I played with. Very quietly spoken, it sort of motivated you in your own sort of way. John Orwin, very abrasive sort of character, you know, sort of up and at him. Clusey, sort of quietly spoken, he didn't sort of raise his voice at all. I think Gordon Sargent was very nervous about being captain of Gloucester. Yeah, because he kept on asking people, "Am I doing the right thing? Everything all right?"
Yet he'd had quite a bit of experience, hadn't he?
He did.
Captaining Lydney already.
He did.
He went on to captain Gloucestershire too.
He did.
I think they brought Gordon in to be captain because they having problems about deciding who was going to be captain, because I think he'd gone back to Lydney and they brought him back to be just to be captain, didn't they?
And I know it was a great honour. You know, he said many times it was a great honour to captain Gloucester.
It put him in a difficult position, really, though, because bringing him back to be captain.
Wonderful bloke, Gordon Sargent. Absolutely. Yeah,
they changed their style, Gloucester, didn't they? Or didn't you, as a team, under Bob Clues, became more open, more attacking. The ball started moving around.
That's because he wanted more ball on the wing, that's why.
Well, inevitably, yes. But it made Gloucester a more attractive side to watch, one has to say.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, and eventually it led to a more successful Gloucester. Not that Gloucester weren't doing well in the late 70s. And early 80s already, but you know, I think that year under Bob Clues, they developed into the side that under Steve Mills had that incredible season.
Well, that's right.
82-83. Yeah. 81-82, I should say. Get it right. Yes.
81-82. Yeah. They lost just four, isn't it?
Lost only three.
Three?
That seems
three. It was only three. Yeah, incredible record. By any
standards.
It was a wonderful record. Yeah.
So what about Steve Mills? What sort of a captain was he?
I always regarded a bit of a strange character, Steve Mills. Brilliant hooker. Could be a bit petulant at times, but easily upset. I don't know. Well, that's my opinion.
Of course, the season, I suppose, 82-83 must have been quite hard for him after all the success of the previous year. Probably turned into a bit of a perfectionist by that time.
Well, he probably had. No, he was a bit of a perfectionist as far as throwing in his hooking was concerned.
Oh,
he
right,
was,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
just going back to another county campaign you played in the 80-81 season, in the quarterfinal against Buckinghamshire, I read in doing my research, you were made, well, unofficially, of course, they didn't have such a thing, but man of the match.
Right.
Do you remember having a particularly good game? You scored a try in that quarterfinal.
I did,
yeah.
I was out here.
Yeah. Did you feel you'd had a very good game?
I did. I can remember reading an article in a paper which Richard Shaw wrote, and it sort of gave me a very good report on
And then you played in the final that season at King's Home,
Northumberland.
I remember that.
Foggy. I've got the photographs at home.
I think everybody was expecting Gloucestershire to win, but what do you think went wrong?
I honestly don't know. Yeah, these things happen in these sort of one-off games, these finals.
Mm. They do, don't they? Going back a few years before, there was that final at Burton-on-Trent against Staffordshire.
Mm. I said these things happen. I think Gloucestershire expected to win that, but just didn't happen.
Now, coaches at King's Home, first of all, from 77 to 80, was Mike Nichols. 80 to 84, Dick Smith. Now, we know what Mike Nichols was like as a captain, but what was he like as a coach?
Very similar.
The same sort of approach.
Absolutely, if you can get one in. Very similar sort of person as a coach, as well as a player.
Did he promote more of a forward game rather than put it at
the back? I think he did, I think he, because obviously he was a forward himself, I think he did, he sort of emphasised the sort of forward superiority.
Yeah. I just imagine there weren't any players who didn't want, they wouldn't like to be encourage wrath, let's say, at training time. I'd imagine that's what it was like, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're probably right, yeah.
And his reputation went before him, didn't it?
Right? It did, yeah. But having said that, he was a wonderful bloke, Mike Nichols, wonderful bloke. I've had many of an away trip with him, and he's been marvellous.
Then what about Dick Smith as coach?
Find it very difficult to say anything, really. Obviously a very knowledgeable rugby man, but I don't think he was the world's best coach, to be honest. That's well, my opinion. But obviously he liked running with the ball, so I think he tried to bring that, instill that into Gloucester's game. That's probably a good thing. But he was coach for 4 years, was he?
Yeah. Of course, coaches today, they go through these routines of working out set moves out on the field that they can put into practice on the actual match day. Was there much of that back then, working out set moves?
Just had the odd sort of basic moves, and the three quarters had their sort of moves, which they sort of ran through. Very much us and them. You know, the forwards did their bit, and the backs, you know, sort of ran their moves. And then we sort of come together at the end, and the other sort of team run out. But there was nothing. It's nothing like nowadays, where everything is sort of pre-planned. You've got certain functions to perform, but it wasn't like that back then.
No.
I think Dick had been influenced to an extent by Don Rutherford, hadn't he? I mean, Don introduced the first, if you like, formal match training, I think, at King's Home.
Did he really?
Yeah. Remember, he went on to become director of rugby.
I know he did.
It's written him. And wrote countless coaching manuals. Yes, he did have various.
Do you think that's what he got from the English setup and sort of brought it back to Gloucester? Or?
I don't know. I think probably, you know, quite a bit of it was original, quite honestly. He was a great, that's the impression I've got, is he was a great thinker about the game, wasn't he, Don Rutherford? And I think, you know, people do credit him with sort of starting, you know, formal coaching.
I didn't know
at Kingsham. And I know Dick Smith, when we interviewed Dick Smith, I think it was practically the first interview we did a long time ago now. Well, it was immediately after Peter Ford, of course, because they live very close to each other.
Right.
And I know Dick gave an impression, certainly,